We're doing the Pirkei of Ezra up to the 35th chapter. Tov achit av mereishito. Shlomo said the end is better than the beginning. Says the Medrash, this refers to the blessings that Yaakov Avinu got from his father Yitzchak. Habrachot rishonot shebrech Yitzchak liYaakov al talei shamayim v'al degan haaretz. The first blessings that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov. When Yaakov stole the blessings from his brother Esav. So those first blessings were about the dew of the heaven and the bounty of the earth. Shneimar, the verse says, V'yitincha Elokim mital ha-shamayim, etc. What does Yitzchak bless him? He says, God should give you from the dew of the heaven. Habachot ha-achonot. But what were the last blessings? We know that Yitzchak blessed him a second time when Yaakov was going to depart. He was going off to Laban's house. Yitzchak calls him in and blesses him a second time. Birchot yisod olam. Those blessings were the foundations of the world. Ve'en be'em efsik. And those blessings are eternal. They will not cease. Lo va'olam hazeh ve'lo va'olam haba. Not in this world, nor in the world to come. Shneimar, the verse says, what does Yitzchak bless Yaakov? He tells him, Ve'el Shaddai yivarech otecha. God who created the world, put limits on the world, he should bless you, etc. He should bless, he should continue the blessing. And furthermore, that blessing with which Yitzchak concluded, that blessing that happened later, that's the Tov achit av mereishito, that the conclusion, the end, was better than the beginning. He added the blessings of Avram, Shneimar, as it says over there. Yitzchak tells Yaakov in this last blessing, V'yiten lecha et birkat Avraham, God should give you the blessings that Avraham had, lecha ulzarcha itach, to you and your offsprings with you. Hevei omer, so about this we can say, Tov achit avam reshito, the end is better than the beginning. The first blessings that Yaakov got were limited, they revolved around the dew, they revolved around the grains. The last blessings that Yaakov got when he was leaving his father, those were much better, those were eternal blessings, those blessings are everlasting. Tov erech apayim migevah ruach. Shlomo Amach says in that same pasuk, a person who is long-winded is better than a person who is proud. Tov erech apayim, better is a person who is slow to anger. He is long-winded, migevah ruach, from someone who has a high spirit, who is haughty. Davar zeh amar Yaakov Avinu. This is what Yaakov Avinu said. Shebechol yom vayom haya ma'arich et rucho. Every day he would be long-winded. Ve'omer kol tivrei fanagiyot. He would say things patiently. He would eat things humbly. He was much better in this lifestyle. Migeva ruach, from the haughtiness. Zeh Esav harasha. That's a reference to Esav the wicked. Shebechol yom vayom haya ochel mitzedo. He was eating steaks every day. He was hunting and catching raw meat, eating venison. He had the best meats every day. Umigasut rucho, and out of his pride, lo yanoten mi machalol Yaakov meuma. He never gave Yaakov anything. Why should I give Yaakov? He hunts his food. He's living the good life. But why should he give it to his little brother Yaakov? Pam achat. One time he went out hunting and he didn't catch anything. And he saw Yaakov in his modest ways that he's eating the lentils. It seems Yaakov, the Midrash says, he was eating fanagiyot, which according to one understanding is he'd be eating simple food, he'd be eating beans and mushrooms. Seems like Yaakov was a vegetarian. So, that according to that understanding, some say you should read over here, he was ochel fanagiyot. And in Greek, fanagiyot is mushrooms. In Roman, not in Greek. Sorry, fanagi. So, in Latin, I guess. So, Esav comes back, and he hasn't caught any meat, and he sees Yaakov eating his lentils, v'chamadotam belibo, and Esav desires Yaakov's lentils. Amarlo, he tells Yaakov, "Haliteni na min adom adom hazeh, please pour me some in my mouth, some of that red stuff." Amarlo Yaakov, Yaakov says to Esav, "Adom yatzata mimei imcha, You came out of your mother's innards, you came out red, and you desire to eat red. That's why he named him Edom. Everything about you revolves around red. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hadashim Achal Tzara Ve'evelim. Lentils, says Rabbi Eliezer, lentils are a food of mourning. Lentils are a food of distress. Teidalecha, I'll prove it, says Rabbi Eliezer. Kshenerag Hevel, when Hevel was murdered, and his parents had to bury their child, Cain killed Abel, Cain killed Hevel. Hayu avotav ochlin alevlo ma'achal adashim. His parents, in mourning over him, they ate foods of lentil be'evel uvetzara, in mourning and in distress. Ukshenisraf haran be'ukasdim, and when Terach saw before his eyes that his son Haran was burnt alive, hayu horav ochlim alevlo ma'achal adashim. His parents, as part of the mourning over him, they ate lentils, the evel, in mourning uvitzara, and in distress. The Yaakov ayaochel ma'achal adashim be'evel uvitzara, and Yaakov was eating lentils in mourning and in distress. Al shaita malchut usrara uvchora shel Esav, because he knew that the kingship, the throne, the rulership, and the rights to the firstborn were in Esav's territory. So Yaakov, it seems, throughout his day was mourning that fact, that Esav was given the first rights to the kingship, etc. And on that day that Esav couldn't catch anything when hunting, his grandfather Avram passed away. And we Jews, we also eat lentils as part of mourning, as part of our situation of distress. Al evel bet hamikdash, on the mourning over the temple's destruction, val galut Yisrael, and over the Jews being exiled. So there was a custom that on the eve of Tisha B'Av they would eat adashim, the suda, they would eat lentils. That's part of the mourning. We eat eggs, so there was a custom to eat adashim, to eat lentils. I was wondering if, yeah. No, adashim. You have adashot maga, that's contact lenses. I don't know.
How
do you say lentils on
lenses?
I don't know.
They have similar shape.
Right, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Tom? Mikana talamid. From here you can learn that the children of Esav won't fall till a remnant of Yaakov comes forth, and he will serve the children of Esav lentil food in mourning and distress, and he will take from them the rulership, the kingship, the rights to the firstborn, shekana Yaakov mimenu bishvua, that Yaakov, technically you had already purchased from Esav, together with the vow. Shenehemar, the pasuk says, vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov said to Esav, hishavea li kayom, swear to me today, like the day, vayishavalo, and he swore. So Esav comes in, Yaakov's eating lentils, because he's mourning over the fact that Esav is going to run the world, and Esav wants some of the lentils. Yaakov says, on condition that you'll give me your rights to the firstborn. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol makom shayu avoteinu olchim. Rabbi Akiva says, wherever our forefathers would go, hayta be'er ma'alechet lifnehim, the well would go before them. Vechofrin shalosh pa'amim, they dig three times, umatzin otah lifnehim, they'd find it before them. Vechafar Yitzchak ba'aretz shalosh pa'amim, umatza otah lefanav. Yitzchak too dug three times. The Torah records that Yitzchak dug three times, and then he found water. What water did he find? He found that ancient well, that well of Miriam. Shenehemar, the pasuk says, "Vayashav Yitzchak vayachbor et be'erot ha'mayim." Again, Yitzchak dug the wells of water. Chafar ba'aretz shnei pa'amim. He dug twice. Okay. Umatzah otah lefanav. So on the third time, he dug and he found the well before him. Shenehemar, the pasuk says. Okay.
You have
Shnei? I have Shnei. Maybe it means two. And then, Vayach Beruav, Deitzrak Manachal. They dug by the river and they found the well of water. The question is it two and then this third, or is it a total of three? It's not a contradiction. Yesh gulsim. Uchtiv b'Yerushalayim, it says with regard to Jerusalem, on that day we'll have live water come out of Jerusalem. What's the water that'll come out of Jerusalem? Hi ha-be'er, that's that secret well. Sha'atidah la'alot b'Yerushalayim, it will ultimately come up in Jerusalem, u'lashkot et kol sivivoteha, and water everything that surrounds Jerusalem. Ve'al she'matzu ota sheva pa'amim, and being that they found this well seven times, karu ota shiva, they named the place Shiva, she'ne'emar, ve'ikra ota shiva, ve'al shema be'er, and because of this well that's named Shiva, nikretair be'er sheva, the city is called Be'er Sheva ad hayom hazeh, to this day. Meaning in the pasuk it seems it's because of the shivua, because of the vow that was between Avram and Avimelech, between Yitzchak and Avimelech. Chazal tell us in this medrash that was just for that generation. The eternal name of Be'er Sheva is because that's where the well that got the nickname Sheva, that's where the well was at. And the well appeared seven times. It says five times that Yitzchak dug a well, two times that Avram dug a well, total seven. So the well appeared seven times to Avram and Yitzchak. So they named the well Sheva. Now obviously there are deeper concepts here. The number seven has deep meaning. And the city is called Be'er Sheva, the well of Sheva, which was the nickname for the well, based on that well. Ben Shivim b'Sheva Shana Ya Yaakov b'Tzeitom b'Bet Aviv. Yaakov was 77 years old when he left his father's house. And this well went before him, from Be'er Sheva to Har Moria. Now that distance is Malach Shnei Yamim, is a distance of 2 days' journey. And it took Yaakov half a day to get there. And God came and greeted him. God met up with him. As the pasuk says, he bumped into the omnipresent. He slept there because the sun had set. Why is God called the place, the omnipresent? Wherever you have the righteous, God is with them. So God is called the makom, the place, because he is at whatever place the righteous are. There's a new pshat. There are all kinds of reasons given in Chazal why Hashem is called the makom. The Pirkei Rav Lezer gives us a new reason. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'chol ha'makom she'ezkir shmi, wherever my name is mentioned, wherever they learn my Torah, they mention my name, I am there with them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to Yaakov,